Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Judy Gunner singing, Do You Know My Jesus? And then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
I believe he's still in the business today of turning people's lives back to himself. Hallelujah. I believe it's time today that we stop giving up. I've just given up on my family. I've given up on my children. I've given up on this. I've given up on that. I've given up on my job. I've given up on my wife. I've given up on my husband. Listen, God has never called you to the place of giving up. God's called you to a place today that you reach out and you trust this God, this unseen hand that will bring you up on the rough side of the mountain. But bless God, when you get up there, it's something better than what you were in. Amen. There's a God of deliverance here. Thank God he's in this room right now and he wants to bring deliverance to your soul. But it takes determination. It takes focus. It takes sacrifice. Is your heart right with God? Is your life where God wants it to be? Is your family a family that's dedicated to the cause of Christ? See, sometimes you've got to come back to the altar. And sometimes, you know, maybe your children are wandering somewhere in the vices of sin. You know what? I'm glad there's a God through the power of prayer that can get a hold of them and snatch them out of whatever they're in and bring them out of whatever they're in and clean their life up and bring them back to God. I know story after story of a life that's been changed, of a heart that's been turned, and a life today that God has recovered and restored and brought back to the place of blessing. Amen. And I believe today He's still desirous to do that work in our hearts and our lives. So we can't give up. We can't give up. We can't give up. But preacher, this world's in a mess. You can't give up. But preacher, what are we going to have for a president? You can't give up. Thank God I'm not looking today to the one that sits across the river called the Potomac in the White House. I'm looking to the one that sits on the throne in heaven, who is the Lord God Almighty, who can move mountains and do the impossible and still has and holds this world in His hands. And He wants to pour out His power on His church, on His home, and His families. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In order to repair the places in our lives and our homes, it means today several things. One today, it means we have to admit to the mistakes of our past. We've got to come to ourselves and deal with who we are and where we're at. Let me tell you what, if sin's taken your life over, it's time today you get free from it. It's time today you come to and recognize, don't explain, well, you know, preacher, I'm not interested in your excuses, because you know what excuses are? They're nothing but glorified lies where we're trying to get past what we're in and explain away what we are. Today you've got to come and admit today your mistakes, your sins of the past. So you lost your focus, that doesn't mean you've got to stay there, amen. You can come back to a mighty God who will hear your cry and restore you, amen. Not only will He do that, but secondly today, we have today to assess the direction that we are headed. I'm telling you, friend, you're going the wrong way if you're going away from God. Well, preacher, I'm here in church. I mean, I can't be going the wrong way. Pews are filled with people every Sunday that are going the wrong direction. And they walk out of doors and they stay on that wrong path. They stay on the path that leads to destruction rather than walking the path that leads to the righteousness of Almighty God. Listen, if the world wants to go to hell in a handbasket, that doesn't mean I've got to jump in with them. Amen. And thank God today, you need to assess where you are. Where are you in your walk with God? Where are you in your relationship with the Lord? Where are you today in the dedication and the consecration and the separation and in the power of God in your life today? I mean, really today, is hell today intimidated by you, or are you intimidated by the devil? Are you intimidated by the world and you today are ashamed of what God's put in you? The Word of God, and Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. And I believe it's time the Christian church stand up today and start saying enough is enough. And I'm not ashamed today that I'm a born again, blood washed, belonging to God, child of God. And what God's put in me, the world, the flesh, and the devil cannot take out of me. Thirdly today, we have to hold ourselves accountable today for the decisions that we make for tomorrow. You've got to live with the decisions that you're making. So don't come crying on my shoulder and say, well, you know, I just stop making wrong decisions. If it's not working, stop. And look where you are and look what God wants to do. In all probability, you're looking to the wrong path. You're looking to the shortcuts. You're looking today to the ways of the world. But I'm going to tell you, the ways of God are not the ways of the world. The ways of God are paved with holiness and righteousness and sanctification and the power and the might of our God. Amen. My God, get on the right highway and stay there. In the 21st century, there's storms raging. Oh, they're not tornadoes and they're not tsunamis and they're not hurricanes. It's not wars between nations and strife. What it is a storm in the home. There's a storm going on in the confines of the home. And we say, well, you know, I know, preacher, because the fact of the matter is, our nation is in such a deplorable condition because of the church. Well, partially true, but not totally. It goes back to your home. What was the first organization that God founded, established, and put on this earth? It was not the church. It was the home relationship. What happened to Adam and Eve? What happened to their boys? What happened in their life? They got their eyes off of God. That's the reason that today our nation is in such a shambles that it is in. It's because we have abandoned today the process that God wants to work in our homes. We have abandoned, I'm telling you today, and I'm telling you on the authority of God's Word and the power of the Holy Ghost, we've got to get our homes back on the altar of Almighty God, amen. We've got to get our homes right with the Lord. So the home is in a storm today. The home today is filled with selfishness. And the home today is filled with broken relationships. The home today is filled with abandoned dreams. The home today is filled with a deluge of deception. The homes are actually filled today with political correctness. And that's not my walk, thank you. The homes today are filled with complete independence upon God. And are trying to seek their own ways today. The home is filled with sin. The home today is filled with sin, greed, and shame today. The home today is filled with a redefinition of gender. Let me tell you what. This malarkey that they're telling you about gender today is exactly what that is. Baloney. You can change everything about your body parts, but you can't change the fact that you are a man or you are a woman. It is genetically, it is scientifically, and it's chemically impossible to do in the medical field. Have we today abandoned the Word of God? And I contend today that really is the crux or the issue that has happened within the confines of the home. Have we forgotten in the fiber of the home the Word of David? As David said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? See, that's our problem. We have fault lines in our homes today. We have today the surety that was once there is now eroded away. So what foundation? The foundation of the culture, the foundation today of the church, the foundation of the nation, the foundation of the family is founded upon the pillars today of the foundation of God's Word. And we're wondering what is happening today. Folks, I'm going to tell you what has happened today. We have abandoned the foundation and the pillar of God's Word in our homes today. The place we must get back to in our families, and we must get our families back on the altar of God. You recall today what David said in Psalm 127, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So our only hope today for the home today is the return to the altars of God. It is interesting today in Joshua 24, Joshua confronts today and challenges the people to consider what altar they're building their homes on. It doesn't matter the time nor the generation in which they're living, the valleys or the victories today. It is up to you today, Joshua said, to decide who you're going to serve. So is your house today there on the altar or is it not? Folks, today, in God's Word, an altar is a place today where something is offered up today as a sacrifice. A sacrifice is good. And in the church, when it comes to the altar, we're lifting up our sins and our sorrows today, our situations, our pains, and our problems. But, you know, for the sacrifice, because Jesus sacrificed Himself and made a provision and a way where we had no hope. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making a way where we can be restored, where we can be redeemed, where we can come back, and we today can feel the power of God once again in our homes, our lives, and our churches. Amen. When we lift up our life before the Lord, He is receiving our life as a sacrifice to devoted service to Him. See, I contend today, we need to get back to the altars of God. These are not here for decoration. These are here today for a place where you can come in contact and fellowship and encounter the power of Almighty God. My scripture lesson today is taken from the book of Joshua chapter 24. The Word of God tells us, you can follow on screen or you can follow in your Bible. Starting with verse number 13 through 15 and 22 through 24.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.